Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You make mistakes. When you do sin, be quick to repent of it and turn from it so that you can keep Satan from having any dominance in your life. But don't ever think that God loves you proportional to your performance. Don't ever think that if you don't do everything right, God won't bless you, because you have just negated the power of the gospel. And this is where the vast majority of Christianity is. They are not living under the gospel. They are under the mindset that God loves me only when I'm worth loving. God will use me only when I'm good enough to be used. God will only answer my prayers when I've done all of these things right. And the moment you believe that, you have negated the power of the gospel. You are denying the power of the gospel. And it doesn't work. And this is where the vast majority of Christianity is today. They are not living in the power of the gospel. They don't understand grace. They are living under legalism and bondage. Most people would never say they are under the law, because when you use that terminology, people think of animal sacrifices, the Old Testament temple, priest, and things like this, and they think, oh no, I'm not into those things. But it's just like you're going down a road to the same destination. You've just changed vehicles. You don't any longer have blood sacrifices, and you don't worship in the temple, and you don't observe the feast days, but you got the exact same mindset. Now, instead of having to go through the feast days, you got to go to church. You got to read your Bible. You got to pray. You got to fast. You got to do these things. We've got all of this list of things that we've got to do. We've just changed the observances, but it's the exact same mindset. We got to do these things to appease an angry God. And I'm saying that if you have that mindset, you hold on, I love you, but I'm just trying to get my point across. You're Antichrist. Because Christ appeased God. Christ made me accepted. I am accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. It's what Jesus did for me, and that is the only thing that could ever make me accepted. And if I think that I've also got to go to church and pay my tithes and live holy and do this and this and this for God to be pleased with me, I am diminishing Christ's effect. I am saying that it's not only what He did, I've also got to do this stuff. And it's what I do added to what Jesus has done that makes me worthy and that makes God love me. And that's just an offense against Christ. That is diminishing. That's taking Him off of the cross and putting me up there. I've got to bear some of these things. I've got to pay for my sins. It's Antichrist. And that's what the church is preaching. The church is preaching that, oh yes, Jesus was essential, but you've also got to be holy. You've also got to be pure. You've also got to do these things. I'm preaching that you should be holy and pure, because every time you aren't, you give Satan a shot at you, and I guarantee you, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and so don't give him a shot. And when you do sin, be quick to repent and turn from it so that he won't have direct inroad into your life. But your holiness or lack thereof has nothing to do with God's attitude towards you. God loves you completely independent of you. God loves you because He is love, not because you are lovely. God loves you and has accepted you and has put you into a place to where you are a joint heir with Jesus through Jesus' death and resurrection for you. It has nothing to do with you. The only part that you have to do with any of this is you either believe and receive, or you doubt and do without. You either accept what Jesus did for you and get into right standing with God based on what Jesus did, or if you reject Jesus, you are outside of the covenant. But if you have believed on Jesus, then God loves you 100% because of what Jesus has done. That is the power of God unto salvation. And notice in Romans 1:16, it says it's the power of God unto salvation. Salvation is another word that has become a religious cliche. And when you say that, people think, well, that's talking about the born-again experience. First being born again, when you first come to the Lord. It includes that, but it's not limited to that. Salvation in the New Testament, the Greek word sozo, is an all-inclusive word that it refers to everything that Jesus did. The Bible reveals that Jesus also died so that you could receive healing. He bore stripes on his back, and by his stripes you were healed, past tense. Healing is a part of salvation. So you could say this, that the gospel, or understanding the grace of God, that you are justified in the sight of God, not by what you do, but by what was done for you, is the power of God unto healing. If you aren't healed, it's because you don't understand the gospel. You are still trying to earn it. You're trying to do something to put yourself into a position where you deserve it. When you understand that healing is totally a gift and that it has nothing to do with your goodness, I guarantee you that releases power, power for healing into your life. Salvation also includes emotions and things like this. There are people that are trying to earn God's favor and earn God's joy and earn God's peace and on you can go. Salvation is an all-encompassing word that just refers to everything that Jesus accomplished. If you are struggling in finances, if you're struggling in your body, if you're struggling in your emotions, if you're struggling in relationships, if you're struggling in any area, if you aren't walking in the abundance that God has for you, then you somehow or another have not understood or applied the gospel to you. You don't understand that it's all by grace. You know, Satan and God meant. Jesus fought with the devil and beat him hands down. Satan is a defeated foe. Satan has zero power to stop God. So Satan can't fight God directly. You know what he does? He fights us. And if we get into unbelief, you are the one that stops the power of God. You are the only person that can stop God. Satan can't stop God. You could take Satan and every demon that exists and put them between God and you, and in the name of Jesus would make them all disappear. They're all defeated. Satan can't stop you from being healed, blessed, prospered, nothing. Satan can't stop anything. But what Satan does is come to you. And if you get into unbelief, you stop the power of God. That's where all the battle is. It's between you and the devil. He's in your mind trying to mess with you. And the number one way I believe that the devil stops people from operating in the things of God is through religion that has taught us that God loves us proportional to how holy we are and how good we live. And if you buy into that lie, you stop the power of God because you don't feel worthy. You know that God can heal, that God can do these things, but you aren't worthy of it. And in your own mind, you condemn yourself. You don't doubt that it works for me. You don't doubt that it works for somebody else. Some of you probably came to this meeting today thinking that God, you've prayed, God hadn't answered your prayers, but maybe I'm a little closer to God than you are. And if you'll come here, God will answer my prayers. I know that's true. There's many of you that you, it's not that you doubt God has the power, you just doubt His willingness to use His power because you know that you don't deserve it. Well, I don't deserve it either. None of us deserve it. You have to get into the gospel. You have to be strong in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, or verse 1. You have to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You've got to understand the goodness of God. And this is where people are missing it. And because we don't understand this, our own heart and conscience condemns us. And if you think that you have to be pure and holy before God will use you or bless you, then you're getting what you believe. You know you don't deserve it. And so you can't believe that God would just give it to you by grace. That's because we don't understand the gospel. We are denying the power of the gospel. The church as a whole does not understand the power of the gospel. We aren't preaching the gospel. We're preaching legalism, law, condemnation. And it's stopping people from being set free. The gospel is the power of God. And it goes on to say in Romans 1:17, for therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed. from faith unto faith. Revelation of the Word opens up when you start understanding grace. When you start understanding that it's not based on what you've done, that it's all based on what Jesus has done, the Word of God will come alive to you. You know, I talked to two or three people this morning who were just telling me that, man, they read the exact same scriptures that I read and they don't get out of it what I'm getting. And they just are amazed. And once I say it, they say, well, it was there. They see it, but they just didn't see it. You know, legalism blinds you. It makes you non-responsive, non-perceptive to the things of God. Trying to relate to God by that attitude will kill you. And you know what I'm saying is super simple, but it's hard to get people out of legalism and into grace because the old covenant law is legalism. The old covenant law is God dealing with you based on your performance. And most people don't understand that the new covenant replaced the old covenant and that they are not compatible, and they're trying to mix these things together, and they'll go back to Old Testament examples and try and use that of how they're supposed to relate to God. And it is a totally different thing. They do not contradict each other. The old covenant pointed to the new covenant and prophesied the end of itself and said there was coming a Savior. And yet most Christians do not understand the difference that Jesus made and how it opened up a new and living way unto God. In Hebrews chapter 10, I believe it's verse 23, a new and living way unto God. We have to have our hearts purged from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with clean water. Man, I've said a mouthful today. And I'm not sure that everybody in here got it, because it's simple, but it is so contrary. And legalism and performance-based stuff is so ground into us that most people don't even recognize it.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I want to invite you to join me on March the 12th through the 14th, that's a Thursday through Saturday, in Colorado Springs, and we're going to be holding our Charis Bible College Weekend. It starts on Thursday morning, and so Thursday and Friday mornings, you're going to actually sit in on our regular CBC classes. We have a lunch with the faculty. We have a soup supper, some great times of fellowship. Then we're going to have evening meetings where I'll be ministering the Word of God and just challenging you about believing God and taking that next step. On Saturday morning, March the 14th, we're going to have a breakfast together, and I'll be teaching once again. So this is Thursday through Saturday noon, March the 12th through the 14th, right here at our Charis Bible College in Colorado Springs.